What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
We're taking talk 1-300-872-911. This is Bill, who's on the line at Bentley Park. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, John.
What are you saying, Bill?
Well, I was out walking. We've got a 17-year-old whippet, and I took her out for a short walk because we don't go that far these days.
Mm.
Came across four pig dogs, no one with them,
no,
not under control. So I made a hasty retreat, got home. I looked at the phone. It was 4:35.
Hang on. 4:35 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
Yep.
So I ring the council number to report the dogs to the council. I get the after-hours service. After waiting nearly 30 minutes, I finally got an operator. And guess where the operator was?
Brisbane?
No, Victoria.
No. What day of the week was this, Bill?
It was last night. I live in Bentley Park. There are two women across the road who walk their dogs later than what I do. And I just wanted to report it to animal management just in case they could send someone. In the end, gave up after I spoke to the bloke in Victoria. I rang one of the women and advised her of the potential problem, and she was also going to advise the other woman. And it only took, from my original call, over an hour before I got a phone call from animal management here in Cairns. So... What happened to the good old days when the after-hours Cairns City Council numbers or regional council numbers were answered here in Cairns?
Yeah.
So now our ratepayers' money is providing employment in Victoria? It has happened to me once before. Probably a couple of years ago, or 18 months to 2 years ago. And basically, I'm not down on the councillors themselves. I mean, the councillors that are in the divisions do not really have a say on what the executive and the power brokers in the administrative section of the council do. Can you understand?
The fact is they can make recommendations. They can advocate for people like you in a particular division and go to the executive and say, listen, this just is not... I'm just confused by 4:35 p.m. nobody picked up. That was yesterday, Tuesday.
Well, they obviously closed at 4:30.
Really? I would have thought they would have closed at 5 as far as picking up a phone at the front desk would have been concerned anyway. Maybe I'll find out soon anyway. Well, there you go. Right. Anyway, there's a good argument for somebody staying around till 5 o'clock or later. But being flicked through to Victoria at 4:35, I'm still in shock.
And the bloke in Victoria that took the answer, answered my call, didn't confirm... But there was a lull when I said to him, do you also take after-hours calls for people who are not in Cairns, other divisions?
Yeah.
And there was an absolute silence on the phone, and I can only take from that.
You've hit a nerve.
Well, I appreciate his position. He's doing it for a salary, and he... says the wrong thing, he's going to be out of a job. So
it still doesn't. It doesn't add. Oh, I suppose it could have been worse. It could have been somebody in bloody Calcutta or somewhere. Oh, God, it's frustrating.
Yeah, and the the other thing, totally different, with the youth crime, I'm still amazed that we have 5 elected members in the area where all this crime occurs. And we never hear any comment or suggestion from any of our elected members, and nothing in regard to youth crime will change until they change the legislation and the laws.
Yes.
But all our politicians, our elected politicians, have been silent basically since they were elected to state government.
Yeah.
And what we need is a vote of no confidence in all of our elected members and go to the Governor General and see if we can get them the boot.
Well, the fact of the matter is you've got an opportunity to do that in October. And if you went to the Governor General, whatever, it would be October, you know, 2035 or something. So there's your opportunity coming up. I mean, we're fundamentally unfashionable in Brisbane. We're fundamentally unfashionable. 5 local members or whatever, you're right, they say nothing. And it's as if crime doesn't exist. But the reality is that if they were, I don't want to make excuses for them, but floor of Parliament in Brisbane, they're fundamentally snobs. People outside the city area are seen as hillbillies to these people in Brisbane. Seriously, the stupidity and the arrogance of these people who fundamentally don't take any interest in this staggering crime rate up here and the causes, most of which we know, by the way, because we live here. We know that how so many of these kids, they're taught to hate us from very early age. But in Brisbane, they don't care because, oh, no, we don't want to sully our reputations by actually standing up for the people of North Queensland. You know, they can handle themselves up there. They can find their own answers. And who cares? This is the arrogance we endure year after year after year out of Brisbane. And it's got to come to an end. You've got an opportunity in October. There'll be people putting their hand up saying, no, we are going to stand up for North Queensland. We will scream from the rooftops, bring this nightmare to an end. We all know how to do it. We all know that these magistrates, under the regulations they work, clearly you can't necessarily blame the individual magistrates because that's the framework within which they're required to work. By whom? The people in Parliament House in Brisbane. They're our target. You know, they're virtually the enemy because they're fundamentally aiding the enemy and making our lives a misery. So please, in October, there's opportunity coming up here in a couple of weeks to vote for somebody with strength. Admittedly, it's not the entire law and order answer by any means, but there are things that can be done at the local government level. But the main responsibility falls at the feet of Parliament House in Brisbane. And if our local representatives aren't doing their job down there by screaming from the rooftops till they actually hear about our misery, well, but move them on. But the fact of the matter is, it is Brisbane, it's Parliament House that are fundamentally making our lives a misery up here because of the framework of the legislation that they oversee.
John, if I could make a comment that I honestly believe has resulted that the position of the government when they changed the legislation was purely and simply to reduce the number of Indigenous people in incarceration. And so that is why the laws have been changed, so that detention is a last resort.
Yes.
And we, the public, and I'm 75 and I'm sick of it, we're expected to bear the brunt of the government saying, oh, we've reduced the rate of incarceration of Indigenous people.
Yeah.
I don't really give, as one of my staff used to say, a big rat's ass, what colour the person is. If they commit a crime, they deserve an appropriate penalty. I get very vocal about that. When I was growing up, you stole a car, and at 16... you went before the adult court.
Yeah.
First offence, 3 months. No remission because it was 3 months. did it a second time. Mm. It was between 12 and 18 months, and you got a third off for good behaviour.
Yeah.
If you did it a third time, you were looking at 3 years.
Yeah.
And today, I heard on the wireless this morning when you were talking to the police, five cars stolen overnight, just happens to coincide with the release of individuals from the detention centre.
Yeah.
No penalty, no consequence, no change in attitude.
No, not only that, did you hear the warning from the police officer? Brace yourself for tomorrow.
Tonight, yes.
Exactly, because these people who release them, I'm not blaming them, this is the idiotic structure within they have to work, within which they have to work. But they're saying, brace yourself, because we know they're going to go out and steal cars tonight. What sort of system is this? The authorities know these kids are going to go out and do it again and do nothing about it.
Unfortunately, the police are hamstrung.
Yes.
The legal system, the magistrates, are governed by the extent of what the law that has been created by the state government allows them to do. And it really is not anyone else's problem other than the people in our elected parliament. And yet, as I say, I think a no-confidence vote in our elected members would just at least send a warning to the state parliament that, oh, hold on a minute, there could be a penalty to us for ignoring what is a big problem.
Yes, exactly. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Anyway, I'm sorry to tie you up.
No, not tying. Bill, this is the most important matter for our community, our safety, the safety in our homes, and it's gone to the dogs because of these people who fundamentally have looked the other way and pretended we don't have a nightmare on our hands. Why? Because they haven't got the nightmare on their hands, anything like we've got up here. So good on you for bringing it up, Bill. Please never apologise for bringing this up on this radio program. It's our biggest nightmare up here.
John, one of the reasons that I'm so vocal about it today, I had to go for an X-ray at 9 o'clock this morning. My wife has severe mobility problems. So when I go out of the house, I actually have to lock her inside the house.
Yeah.
We've got security system, but I actually physically have to lock her inside the house so no one can get in while I'm away at the supermarket, the chemist, or as I said this morning, for an X-ray.
Yeah.
And this is how the state government expects us people to live.
Yes.
Okay, John, you have a good day.
It's a scandal. It is a scandal, Bill. I really appreciate the fact that you're prepared to stand up and beat the drum on this front. We need 100 of you. We need 1,000 of you, Bill. We need 10,000 of you to make a noise. So congratulations for having the courage and the energy and the commitment to make these statements on the behalf of this community, I've got to say, too. And thank you.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. You have a good day.
What a good citizen. That Bill at Bentley Park saying, we can't keep living like this.